All right, I wrote something down because I didn't want you to see it.
Okay.
But I got the most ultimate compliment that a friendship could get yesterday. Yeah. And Mr. Pendergrass, you gave a comment this morning about good to see me. It's good to see you, and you brought partner with you today. It's good to have Dan with us today. But I had a call yesterday, and it involved your sister-in-law.
My sister-in-law.
Marilyn Dunn.
Okay, yeah.
She's a Dunn.
Yes.
D is a Dolliffe.
Yes.
Your other sister-in-law, she is a
Hunt.
Hunt. There's no. Three of them in the Hunt.
Three sisters.
Okay, three sisters. D's my favorite. Okay.
Well, that's good.
I hope Marilyn's listening. Okay. Because I would tell Marilyn the same thing about her. But they were at Silver Dollar City yesterday, and my name got brought up, and the guy asked me, are your ears burning? And somehow my name got brought up with Marilyn, to which she said, well, you know, they're very, very close friends, almost family. They can come into the house and make a sandwich or whatever they want to. And I told him, well, yeah, I could go in and make a sandwich, or I could use the restroom, whichever I needed to do, Brad. And to me, that was a compliment.
Yeah, that goes back years ago. You know, sometimes if those of you who are friends of Charlie will understand this, you'll answer the phone and find yourself in the middle of a conversation you didn't know you were having. So I said, hello. And on the other end, I hear, now, how am I supposed to get a sandwich and use the restroom if I don't know where your in-laws live? That's the way the conversation starts. And I'm like, well, where are you, Charlie? Because I'm right here, Garden City, Missouri. And I'm like, well, go a mile and a quarter north.
Gravel.
Take the gravel road a mile and a quarter to the west, and that'll be their driveway. And he showed up, walked in. They made him a sandwich. Sorghum on cottage cheese.
Absolutely.
For the first time ever.
Have you ever had that?
I have never had that.
How's it sound to you?
Well,
early.
Yeah. Well, early this morning.
Hey, and when his mother-in-law said, hey, you want some sorghum and cottage cheese? Maybe separately. Oh, no, Charlie. It's got to. Tell me about it, Brad.
Well, I avoid that, actually. The family makes sorghum. If you've ever been out to Silver Dollar City in the fall and see the sorghum making going on.
And the mule.
And the mule. Yeah, that's Dee's mom and dad that have made the sorghum out
Not
there
the mule.
For 27 years. No, I'm usually the mule, the son-in-law.
Correct.
But, yeah, when the mule's not available, then the sons-in-law get to run the sorghum press. But, yeah, they've made sorghum and love it in recipes. I love sorghum cookies. I love baked beans that are made with sorghum. It's a little bit too strong for me just by itself. But most people or a lot of people put on a biscuit or a pancake. Or
not your in-laws.
No, they put on cottage cheese.
Yeah. But I could see my dad now giving him my first sorghum, put it on the plate. Then he would take that butter and put it in the middle of it, whip that up together, and get his hot biscuit. Pretty doggone good. Well, it's Good Morning Ozarks, 88.1 FM, and I want to say something to close. I'm learning, Brad, what you stated here about praying for the president.
Yeah.
I bring up information on our program for information. But believe me, I'm smart enough, I think. And I think I understand God well enough. He's not a Republican or a Democrat.
Right.
Not a conservative or a liberal. He is God who loves all people.
Amen.
And I see these missteps that are made, and they're missteps. Somebody could look at my life and say, Charlie, you got more missteps than the president does. I'm sure that I do, and that's when I say thank you for the grace and mercy of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I do pray for our leaders. I do pray for Schumer and Pelosi. And believe me, it is sometimes like, Lord, help me, because this is not the natural part of me.
Right. Well, and I think sometimes I have a tendency to view someone who disagrees with me as the enemy, when Scripture says our battle's not against flesh and blood. So when I use the term culture war, I have to remind myself I'm not at war with the culture. We're at war for the culture. And they all need the truth of Jesus. They all need to meet Jesus and experience the hope that he can give. And I say they, and I'm included in the they. I am a helpless sinner in need of a Savior, just completely hopeless apart from him. So we need folks to get to meet Jesus. And that's why I'm thankful that Brian and Dan are here to talk about jamming for Jesus.
I'm glad you said that, because did you say the enemy or Benenemy from the Kansas City Chiefs? Which did you say?
The enemy.
Okay, yeah. Not Benenemy. Okay.
No.
Can you kick?
Well, maybe as accurately as some of the ones I've seen recently.
Can you kick?
Probably better than that, yes.
Dan, can you kick?
I'm lucky to get up and walk across the floor.
Well, the young man that couldn't kick what we call rent-a-kicker, he's gone, and so they're looking into the team saying, who else can at least try to kick an extra point? So it would be fun to see what happens. It is jamming for Jesus. Phyllis Rotrock for years championed that, but I can tell you now that Sheila Meeker, I thought I'd bring that up because she's on the phone. Morning, Sheila.
Morning.
Good morning. Oh, I wish I was in the studio with you guys this morning.
Well, let me tell you, you can meet Brad Dowell and meet Sheila Meeker.
Hi, Sheila.
Hello.
Good morning.
She is Wes Ingram's neighbor.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
She lives in the Overland Park area
okay.
of Kansas City, in yes. that region, and teacher, if I remember right.
Correct, yes.
And let's say school,
right.
school's still in session right now, I guess?
It is, yes. I'm living the dream in the middle school. Yes.
I see, had I not coached Wes right out of his athletic career, then they couldn't have been neighbors, Charlie.
That's good, Brad.
There you go.
Hey, talk to a fellow teacher for just a minute and find out her involvement in Jamming for Jesus, teacher.
Yeah, so Sheila, sounds like the way Charlie introduced that, you're an educator. So tell me how, from Overland Park, Kansas, and as a teacher, you get involved in Jamming for Jesus.
Well, I'll tell you, singing has always been part of my life. And about 8 years ago, just started singing out away from my home church and ended up in Branson and meeting Phyllis Rotrock and falling in love with the ministry that she had with Jamming for Jesus and what it means to help all these different charities and the difference it makes in the little town. And so I made a commitment to her to come down every first Sunday of the month just to help her get things set up and going. And things just evolved. She decided she was ready to retire and, you know, she kind of passed the baton on to myself and Brian this past December, and that is really living the dream. I do love teaching, but my heart and soul is all about Jamming for Jesus and the ministry and the work that it does.
Sheila, let me tell you a little story. Now, you know what? I'm not going to tell it. Brad, tell her your background as a teaching family. My wife's mother was a teacher. And she said, listen closely, I would have loved to have Charlie in my class. I could have molded him into a fine young man rather than saying, sit over there and be quiet. Okay,
yeah.
Brad?
Sounds like she had a similar heart to Sheila and to my eighth grade English teacher, Maxine Johnson, when my mom said, what about his behavior at parent-teacher conference? Maxine says, what about it? My mom said, well, all the other teachers want to talk about what a disruption he is. And Maxine Johnson, who I thought must have been 180 at the time, winked at my mom and said, I like my boys with a little spunk.
See?
I would have done anything for Maxine Johnson after that.
Tell her about your dad.
So, yeah, my dad was a school teacher for 42 years, Sheila, 30 of that in a little town, north central Kansas, Minneapolis, Kansas, math teacher. Had three boys and a girl. Each of my brothers and I became math teachers. My sister did not like math, but she married a math teacher, and her two sons became math teachers. So, just kind of a legacy in our family. My two children, for some reason, decided to be English majors. And my son was English with a minor in biblical studies. So I said, okay, that kind of makes up for not being a math
now,
major. So.
Sheila, if you're fortunate, and we'll give the information to Brian today, Brad's going to have a silent auction one of these days. And there's a chance in the lottery you could have the slide rule that his dad gave him. How big is that slide rule?
It's about 6 feet long. It hung in the front of his classroom. Now is on top of a cabinet in my office. I have no clue how to use it. I learned how to use the slide rule when I was a freshman or sophomore in high school, but have lost the skill. So.
Oh, that is amazing. And oddly enough, I am a math teacher also. That's what I teach, middle school math.
So do you know a guy up there by the name of Spencer Brown?
Yeah, here in Olathe.
Yes.
Yeah, he is our math coordinator for the district.
Okay, well, that's my nephew. That's one of the math teachers that I talked about. My sister Denise.
Are you?
Her son is
kidding
Spencer.
Me?
I am
We've
not
put
kidding
it together.
You.
It's a there marriage made in heaven, right here. Can we hear hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
You win.
Thank you, Lord. An email today.
You'll have to. Godly Christian young man has a great heart for Jesus.
You have won a chance for the slide rule. You answered the question. It's Good Morning Ozarks. What's
so
it like?
His grandpa is my dad. So there
isn't
we
that
go.
Great, huh?
There's that
oh,
legacy.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. When you hear this, Tessa, isn't it fun?
It is fun. I love this. Yeah, I love coming down here and listening to all this.
And you guys are a great partnership.
Yeah.
So tell us about how that's working and who we're benefiting, and tell us about the...
Well, Sheila and I, it's working great. You know, we have been so blessed with this ministry that Phyllis handed over to us, you know, at the first of the year. And God has... We've seen some pretty incredible things come out of it. And we've got to help a lot of people. So, you know, or God's helped a lot of people through us, I should say. So it's been great. This month, we are... working for Horses Healing Hearts.
Oh, I know about the ministry.
You know about them.
They're good.
And they're in Neosho, Missouri. What they do is they offer traditional mental health services as well as kind of a unique treatment, which includes the equine assisted therapy. So,
if you've ever talked to these people or people like them, it is amazing. I grew up on the farm. It is amazing. I don't know if it's the smell of a horse. I don't know if it's a, and not always the gentleness if Keith's listening today, but how people can just react to horses. It's unbelievable.
It's pretty unreal. I used to have about 11 horses myself once in a former life. And it is. It's like therapy, being out there with them and getting to know them. And so
I don't know what I'm saying. Right now, when you said 11 of them, the smell of my barn just came back to me. Introduce your guest with us, please.
We have the magnificent, the awesome Dan Keaton with us today. And he's going to be there at Jammin' Sunday. He sings with the Bald Knobbers. And then now Dan has his own show now at Branson Central. I started to say Branson.
Right next door.
So we're excited about that. Sheila and I have not seen it, but I think we're coming Saturday.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, cool. We're going
to
see
Dan, good to see you again.
Good to see you. Thanks for inviting me.
And Brad Dolliff, meet Dan Keaton.
Hi, Dan.
Good to see you.
Good to see you. Yeah.
Brad is out of the entertainment business by marriage.
Oh.
His wife. Sorry. Yeah, believe me. His wife, Dee Schrock, was one of the beginning singers, but for years with the Brashlers.
Oh, yeah.
Plays the saxophone. My dad just loved to hear that saxophone.
Yeah.
And so Brad was... parking cars at a young age.
Yeah, parking cars in the parking lot of the Brashler Theater. My claim to fame is I watched my wife strike the vice president on stage at the theater. Yeah, Dan Quayle was there to give an award to the Brashler family for family entertainment, and he said something funny, and she was standing right next to him, just slapped him right on the shoulder. And I told her later, I said, "You're lucky that Secret Service agent didn't wrestle you to the ground. You can't hit the vice president."
We got something in common. I used to park cars, too. I parked cars with Jim Stafford.
Oh, well, there you go. Yeah, that's right. Except you went somewhere in entertainment, and I didn't. I couldn't make it.
Folks, as we laugh about this morning, you that are listening and understand the history of music in Branson, Missouri, I'm telling you, you'd go into a parking lot, the Presleys, the Plumbers, the Foggy River Boys, or whatever, and they'd park your car. You'd go in to get a concession, and you'd go in, and the lights would go out at 8 o'clock. not because they didn't pay their bill, because it's ready for the show. At 8, okay, 8 o'clock. And all of a sudden, you look back at the bass guitar player, and he was the guy that parked my car.
Yeah.
And the guy just walked out on stage to sing, and he was the one at the concession stand.
That's right.
The other thing I found fascinating is just the camaraderie among the musicians here, and that, you know, coming from just I was an athlete. I was not a musician, and so I always wanted to beat the competition, but the theaters around here would promote one another and say, "Hey, have you seen this one? After you see our show, make sure you go see that show over there."
Not here by ourselves. You know?
I will say, in Branson, you have to be able to chop, pick, or plow, is how I say
it. That's right.
I love it. Yeah. I love it. Brad, let me give you, and I'm sure Dan can help you this morning with this. We'd go to church in the fellowship hall before church would start, and let's just say it was in the late winter. Could be January, February, and somebody stand there and say something like this: "Hey, where are you playing this year?" What'd that mean when he was talking to another musician?
Yeah, which theater are you going to be in?
Yeah.
Because sometimes it just wouldn't work out, or we need maybe the Brashler Theater was down on Gretna Road for a long time. It's kind of out of sight.
Right.
So if they had the opportunity to move to a theater that was in a more prominent location, they would do so. Well, then the Hughes brothers came into what used to be the Brashler Theater. Now we know they're out on the Strip in what used to be the Roy Clark Theater. Yeah. I mean, that's just kind of the way the shuffle works.
We call it the Branson Shuffle.
It is the Branson Shuffle, and it's a good thing because that bass guitar player that needed a bass, that he fit in well.
That's right.
And a few more shekels or a few more things, and I went there. Randy Plummer, I hope you're listening.
At my house, I have an old
game
called Bransonopoly. Somebody made Bransonopoly, and all the different theaters were spots on the board like Monopoly. You know what Boardwalk was? It was Charlie Ingram's property. That was Boardwalk.
Park Place. Yeah. You wish. I was on the other side. I'm surprised you brought that up, but I'm going to chase a rabbit for just a minute. Did anybody get the email yesterday besides me? I thought that's what you were going to bring up.
I'm not sure what email you're referring to.
Well, apparently not, Mr. Dolliff. I thought you were a dean and a doctor.
Well,
does anybody else know what I'm talking about?
I got a lot of emails yesterday.
Wow, how about you, Dad?
I got several.
Miss Meeker, you know what I'm talking about?
No.
They're making a Branson Monopoly. Get my tongue around my eye teeth. They're making a Branson Monopoly game.
Again?
Yeah, Branson Monopoly from Hasbro.
Oh, wow.
From Hasbro.
Oh, the official.
Oh, this is going to be the actual Monopoly.
Actually, and then they're looking for input. I've already reached out to them, asking them to come on our show. They want input, and I'm sure that they sell these spots. I don't know how it works, but it's a regular Monopoly board. And somebody said, well, you know, here's Jesus Was Homeless, which is not that any longer. Core, and you can have other things. Get out of jail free. That'd be from Taney County Jail, right? Whatever.
Go to Good Morning Ozarks. Go directly to Good Morning Ozarks. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200.
I like
that. That's my suggestion.
I like it. All right.
Spend
tell us
2 hours with Keith and Charlie.
Tell us, please, again about this Sunday.
This Sunday, 2 o'clock, the Branson Famous Theater where the Bald Knobbers are. We have Brandon and Megan May, of course, the Bald Knobbers. They'll be there. Also, myself and Sheila Meeker, Bob Davidson. You know Bob.
Help me.
He's a great guy. He sang with the Presleys and different. Yeah, he's been in Branson for years. He's in Nixon now. Of course, Dan Keaton, my old buddy Dan here. Gary Dooms.
Oh, my Mr. Saxophone.
Yeah, he can really make that thing sing. Donna Kilmurry. Now, I'm excited because Donna's coming, and we're going to do a duet together.
Oh, my.
So I'm very privileged to get to do that with her, so I'm real excited about that. Kenny Goodman, Carolyn Rowden, Del Rochelle, and Ann Cooley. Ann, she worked with Tony Roy for years. Do you remember Tony Roy?
Yes.
He did the Elvis here.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Amazing.
He was good.
Amazing. He was awesome.
Nice guy.
But she is she's coming to sing Sunday too, so we're real excited. It's going to be a good turnout.
Well, I
good
just show. Looked over at my good friend Dan. I said, "Did you?" And he said, "Yes, bring a CD."
Yes. Oh, absolutely. You know it.
Well, I'm going to tell you straight to your face because you got my hair cut this morning. I love it. Oh. When we played your music before when you were here,
yes,
you're a good singer.
Well, thank you.
And Keith and I played some CDs before when we.
Yes.
Thanks for coming.
Okay. Yes, thank you.
And the Lord said, make a what?
A joyful noise.
Joyful noise. Not you. Your singing, your voice is excellent. Which cut do you want me to do?
I'm going to do number 6. This CD I actually recorded in Paris at the American Cathedral when I was there.
Oh, man. All right.
And you'll recognize the song.
Here we go.
Sings my soul, my Savior. dear God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. And when I think I scarce can take it in that on the cross my burdens gladly bearing, he bled and died to take away my sin. Shout of acclamation and take me home, a joy shall fill my heart. Then I shall bow,
I shall bow
in humble adoration, and there proclaim,
I am reminded of the old Baptist pastor who came to the pulpit right after a song like that and said, amen, let's be dismissed.
Yeah.
Wow, what a great job. I wrote it down here. From Paris to Paragould, Arkansas. From Paris, Illinois. Paris, Missouri. Cuba and Mexico. From Paris itself. Good job, buddy.
Thank you very much.
Man.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
I'll be honest with you, that's good.
Thank you.
Yeah. Is that lip sync?
No.
That was you.
No, that was me.
Have you always had that kind of range, or is it just developed?
Yeah, I guess. I just never grew up.
Yeah, but you know what? That's good. Sheila, could you give me an amen to that?
Amen. Oh, my word. I love to listen to his voice. He is an amazing singer.
Oh. Well, Sheila, we're going to let you hang up the phone and go back and meet your new buddy. Brad's already asked boss over there in the math department to give you a raise.
Yeah.
That means you'll get a...
Oh, thank you so much.
That means you'll get a higher stool or a higher chair.
You can tell Mr. Brown that you know his uncle now and that you have some dirt on him. So just...
Yeah.
I can give you some dirt on him from when he was a kid.
All righty. Yeah, I'm going to be sending him an email today.
He was one of those boys with a little spunk also. In fact, when he was little, my sister goes, Brad, I think the Lord played a joke on me and sent me your kid.
Oh, gosh.
God bless you, Sheila.
God bless you guys.
Have
I'll
a safe
talk
trip.
To you next month.
See
you.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Give us a wrap-up, buddy.
All right. 2 o'clock this Sunday, Branson Ballnomers. Branson Famous Ballnomers Theater. Jamming for Jesus. Come on out and see us. We're, you know, bring, I want to say also, for the Horses Healing Hearts, they are looking for gift cards from Lowe's, Atwood's Farm and Home, Race Brothers, to help with supplies and winter horses, winter hay for the horses.
So basically somebody can bring you some money or a gift card, either one.
That's right. That's
well,
right.
I've been impressed this morning to do something. You've made the cut. I'd like to hear another cut from your CD.
Oh.
Pick one after 8 o'clock, and we're going to stay with Brad. Because Brad and I didn't have much to talk about. We'll tell you about the 61 home runs with Judge. We already talked about that. Cardinals are in the playoffs. The Milwaukee Brewers are chasing Philadelphia for the wild card. Only a half a game out of the wild card for you to follow that. The Kansas City Chiefs are looking for a kicker. If you qualify, call Arrowhead Stadium. We'll be right back. My buddy Brad, I'm Charlie on Good Morning
Ozarks.
Man, how could you not be spiritually invigorated after that song, Mr. Dolliff?
Yeah, I was just sitting there, and when the music plays here at the studio, we sometimes have conversation, and we were having some conversation here, but at one point I was so distracted from the conversation just listening to Dan, listening to his voice, How Great Thou Art. And that's one of those songs that I've heard since I was a kid, and so at times you can say, okay, well, yeah, I've heard that song, and it just doesn't move me like it used to, but as I sometimes say, Charlie, that passed the goosebump test. I got goosebumps on the back of my neck listening to that.
And in Paris, where were you at singing that?
It was at the American Cathedral,
okay,
in Paris, and the parish halls were the kind of like fellowship hall.
Sure.
And they served they Friday mission lunch on Friday, and that's why I went. We sang to about 70 homeless people.
Oh my goodness!
Served. It was the most wonderful, besides getting married, the most wonderful day of my life. It was so the Lord was there. It just moved me to be a part.
Moved
of
you. You could hear it in your voice. Now, I want to do something before we go today. Before, good to see you. Thanks for coming today.
Oh, thank you.
Remind us again. Go back. Mom, Dad grew up. Kind of give me a cursory review because I don't remember.
Right. Well, I was born in Detroit, and I went through child abuse in a foster home, the divorce of my parents. My daddy was an alcoholic. And when I was 11, moved in with Grandma. She loved us a bushel and a peck.
Mm. Sure.
And a hug around the neck. Got saved, started singing with gospel groups and quartet. Then inducted in the Gospel Music Hall of Fame with Gold City Quartet.
Oh, my.
And moved here. And got hired by the Ballnomers, and what more could a man want?
I want to go back. I want you to speak to somebody listening today that did not think our conversation was going to go that route. And they have a child that's in foster care, maybe, or they're in the foster care system. It's not fun. I understand that.
No.
We have an adopted granddaughter,
right,
was abused, and it's tough.
It
would
is.
Would you give them the hope that can come after being 11 and 12 in a foster care system?
The blessing for me was that they didn't place me in someone. I say I didn't know, but I didn't know them because it was my step grandparents' house.
Okay.
But I didn't know who they were. I didn't know these people. And it just, I ended up going into from the pan to the fire. Because that's where my stepmother learned what she learned from her mother, and then I just went into her mother's house. So I went from the student to the teacher's house.
Oh, right.
But when you came out, I moved into some totally different, then got love and care, and I actually care about you and love you, and here's a guitar. Learn how to sing this gospel music I found on their living room table. And it just changed my life. What changed my life was listening to other people tell me that I didn't have to worry about that stuff anymore. I was now a child of the King. I could be God's child. He loves you, and he wants you to know that none of this stuff that happened before matters anymore. You can just go right on.
Herb and I have a song that we hear, and there's the line out of it. whatever happened before,
oh, that's right,
doesn't matter anymore. And it goes on. I've just seen Jesus, Lionel Harris and Sandy Patty. Yeah. We're going to have a little pick the tune, okay?
Okay.
So I want you to start out, and between Brad and I, we're going to pick which one we're going to play.
All right. Well, we have.
Give me the first one.
We have Blessed Assurance.
Okay, what about that one?
I like that one.
Blessed Assurance, Jesus. Okay, next one.
The one I heard didn't sound like that, Charlie, but yeah.
It is well with my soul.
Oh, my.
Okay, come on. Now.
Look at my dad's funeral.
Well, my grandpa's funeral.
My saxophone on that.
Oh, my goodness. Let me tell you, when that old man, my grandpa was old.
Yeah.
And there was another guy at John Knox Village stood next to his casket and sang, "It is well with my soul." That might be a hard one to trump. And the last one?
His Eyes on the Sparrow.
Oh, boy, I've been singing that around the house. His eyes on the sparrow, and I know he watches who?
Yeah, me.
You know what? I think we got to go to. We're going to do It Is Well first.
It Is Well. That's my vote.
And then we're going to do His Eyes on the Sparrow. For cards and letters, would you send them to Good Morning Ozarks? If you like this singer, he could be big one day.
I'm already big.
That's two of us.
I got another biscuit here at the table.
You can have one.
We can all work on that.
What cut is It As Well? Do you know?
It As Well is number 5.
Number 5. We always love to give the producer the right number.
Yes,
that
helps.
Works that way. Dan, introduce the song.
It, being what I've been through, it comes to a point you have to understand and realize God loves you so much that the things you used to be in and go through doesn't matter anymore, because now your soul is totally different.
When peace like a river attendeth my way, when thou wilt whisper peace.
my.
I hope in my own heart that when that day comes, that they can sing for me, "It Is Well With My Soul." And that's just absolutely Amen. Wonderful.
Wow.
Thank you very much.
And it means, I tell you what, it means something in this world that we're walking through. We talk about the president, the vice president, and the stuff we talk about with Harry J. But what it means to be in the hands of the Lord with grace and mercy.
That's right.
That are new every yeah. morning. When's yeah. Where yeah. can we see you, Dan? Besides here, right now, I got where can we see
well,
you?
Well, I do sing on the Ball and Ivers show all the time. And then I have two new shows next door okay. to the Ball and Ivers at the Branson Central Theater.
That's the one where the little nightlife was at for a long
yes.
time. Yeah, I
yeah.
remember. Right next to you. It's a great, good place.
Yes. Oh, it's wonderful.
And so what kind of show are you having there?
Well, we have Faith and Freedom.
Oh, my.
Which is all gospel the first half. And then okay. the second half is a tribute to the American veteran.
Okay.
And then at the evening at 5:30, we have a show called Serenade in Paris. Since I went to Paris, I've gathered all of these things. It's decorated inside, even a 15-foot Eiffel Tower.
Oh, my goodness.
Inside the theater. We have stars and the moon on the ceiling. It's all
hung the stars, like the, right?
Yes, like the Great American Songbook, all the old favorite love songs. That kind of thing.
Wow!
Well, yeah, I would encourage our audience to go and hear Dan in person. I don't know. I don't think our audience realizes what happened while we were listening to Dan sing "It Is Well." I mean, Charlie and I have been friends for a long time. We're always joking with one another, teasing one another, and as we mentioned earlier, sometimes when we play music, we're having conversation here in the studio, and I want our audience to know there was no conversation during that song. We were just ushered into the presence of Jesus, worshiping, all of us worshiping here in the studio while we heard Dan sing "It As Well." What a beautiful voice, and thank you for ushering us into the presence of God with that song.
Brad, when you are an inadequate person, I find myself in this trap of treating God like a giver of gifts based on your merit. And I have got to continue to understand, and I used the word this morning before I came to the studio, I want to lean in to God so he can take this adopted son and say, "Wait a minute, I know what you're thinking, but would you stop that? Look at Peter. Look what I did. Look at the prostitute they brought to my feet. You without the sin, cast the first stone."
Yeah.
Come on.
When Jesus describes himself, when he has the opportunity to say, "Here's what I'm like," he says, "Come unto me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and you will find rest for your souls, for I am gentle and humble of heart." And so, like you said, Charlie, sometimes I'm looking at my sinfulness and the fact that there's no way I can keep the law, and so I'm scared, and he's saying, "Come to me. This I want you in that condition. I love you. I'll meet you where you are." Read a book this past year called Gentle and Lowly, and would definitely, I can't recall the author's name right now, but certainly would recommend that book, Gentle and Lowly, and it just speaks mainly to that verse where Jesus describes himself that way.
Woman at the well had five husbands. Jesus is talking to her, and why are you talking to me? I'm a half-breed. She didn't say that, but if you read the context, they're half-breeds. You can look back. Keith and I talking about Gunsmoke and what it was like with half-breed Indians and white people back in that time. It was the same disdain that they had. And he's wanting to drink, but you don't have anything to draw with. And she says something to him, and from The Chosen, it does such a great job of showing this. You don't even have anything to draw with, but I'm going to give you a water. She didn't understand. A living water. You mean I don't have to come back to the well again? No, you have to come back and get this water, but the water I give you is everlasting life. Says something about a husband. I don't have a husband. I know you don't have a husband, and the one you're living with is not your husband now.
Yeah.
And then later on, she says, "But you all worship in Jerusalem. We worship here in the mountain." And he says, "And there'll be a day when you worship everywhere. From Paris to Cuba to the Good Morning Ozark studio, you worship everywhere." And he said about the Messiah, "I am he." Whoa!
Yeah.
Whoa!
Yeah. And you know, one of the fascinating things about that passage to me too, Charlie, is at first glance, you're thinking, oh, wow, he just got right to it, didn't he? Jesus just got right to the fact that she didn't have a husband. And I heard Alistair Begg preach a message on that. And he said, you know what Jesus was doing there? He was saying, you know that thing in your life that you hope nobody knows about? If you meet somebody new, you hope they don't know this about you or this about your past. The thing that you're most ashamed of, I know about that, and I'm coming after you anyway because I love you.
Well, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back, and his eye is on the sparrow, and I'm going to try to relate to you a picture. And I hope you do better than you have done this morning. You've kind of put me on edge. I'm kind of nervous with you here today, Brad, but you're staying late 30. So I'm going to give you the picture, and then I hope you do it. And if you don't do it right, then you just go back to school.
Okay, that sounds good.
Dan, this has been great this morning. Thanks for coming.
Thank you for having me. Yes. I sure appreciate
did they
it.
Promise you anything? Because we have one.
We got a biscuit
We do have one biscuit in there.
I'm trying to quit.
Herb, take us to the break. We'll come back with Dan Keaton, my buddy Brad Dolliff, and Charlie Ingram right here. Keith, sit back, get another cup of coffee. It's Good Morning
Ozarks.
Let me just say on my own show this morning, well, it's been good.
Yeah.
You come in the morning and you say, Lord, it all belongs to you. Herb prayed that this morning as we think of our friends in Florida. It all belongs to you, Father. And you walking in today has been great. All right, I'm going to paint a picture. Oh,
all right, here we go. Well, I'm just thankful you didn't point at me when we came back from the break because I was like, okay.
No, well, we're in this half. You already had your break.
Okay.
I hope you answer this, Brad, because you're a good man. And I want to leave it in good light, okay? So I'm going to describe this man to you, and hopefully you can tell me who it is because I can't remember.
All right, okay? I'll do my best.
Member, Keith, not remember, member.
Okay? Okay.
At First Baptist Church, Jeff Wilcox had a friend. He was an African-American gentleman. Him and his wife would come, and they would be in a travel trailer pulled by almost like a semi-truck. Do you remember him?
Yes.
And do you remember when he did this song, His Eyes on the Sparrow? Do you remember what he did?
Yes, do this little thing with his hand where the sparrow would fly away.
And he would be so animated with it.
Yes.
When he did it with the sparrow. So when he sings this song, if you do that animation for Mr.
Bud
Keaton
and Vey.
Now there you are, huh?
That was their names, Bud and Vey.
Tell me about this song.
I'm a professional singer for a long time, but I almost can't get through it.
Okay.
To think of what I've been through and to think of how good God is.
And his eye is on the sparrow. What cut is it? We have it?
Number seven.
Mm-hmm. His eye is on the sparrow. And you know what? And I know he watches me. Listen to Dan Keaton this morning on Good Morning Ozarks. Here we go. Get your hands ready.
Discouraged, why should the shadows come? Why should my heart be lonely and long for heaven and home when Jesus is my portion, my constant friend is he. His eyes on the sparrow, and I know he your heart be troubled. His tender words I hear.
lose my doubts and my fears. Though by the path he leadeth, just one step I may see.
Keaton with Brad and I, Dan, God bless you.
Wow.
Thank you so very much.
Thank you.
You're a blessing, brother.
Charlie, there's music is spiritual. I could sit here and say, you know, don't worry, Charlie. Don't be anxious for anything. And it would not have the same effect as hearing Dan's voice remind us that God's eye is on the sparrow. Why should we be discouraged?
Well, let me tell you, fellas, something. I'm sitting here, tears coming out of my face. Mm-hmm. Just to know where I've been. Mm-hmm. And we came to Branson, how tough it's been. Mm-hmm. And still fight it every day. Mm-hmm. If you only knew what we've been through. But I'm telling you something. God is good.
Amen.
And I'm going to tell you, in the midst of the storm, and believe me, I know storm. Brad knows storm. He lost a young baby before he was ever born at birth. And we understand, I understand, but today is the day for you, Brad, and myself to say, Satan, you're not going to defeat us. You're not going to win because today, none of this is planned. Somebody says, Charlie, how long do you plan? I plan all day long, seriously. All day long, I'm thinking about the program all day, whether it be a Noah Weinrich or whatever, and God just continues to put people like you at this table to do what? To remind us of his glory and his grace.
It's all about what
God bless you.
I was at a youth event one time, Charlie, and at the Georgia Dome, and just hearing, you know, these praise and worship bands, and I don't know if this is the way it'll be or not, but I just got this vision that one day when we're gathered around the throne, that we'll get to hear David and his musicians, and then, okay, Beethoven, why don't you get up here and lead one of your symphonies? And okay, now let's hear from Amy Grant, and then Dan, Once you get up here and sing His Eye Is on the Sparrow. Because I heard David Jeremiah talk one time at Christmas saying, hey, we sing Christmas songs about angels singing, but there's nothing in Scripture about angels singing. It's usually bringing fear into people's lives. Mm-hmm. And he says, I contend that only humans can sing and that one day the angels will gather around and just marvel at hearing us sing the song of the redeemed.
Well, I'm thinking that maybe God looks over and says, Charlie, lead us into Good Morning Ozarks right here this morning. Hey, I got to get this in. Herb, bring up your little thingy-dooey over there. See if I can play this morning. Let's go. It's coming.
We need a new coach.
One, two, three.
Let's. I'm looking at him. Now, the world will tell you that it's all about winning. See, I expect us to become a family.
You are a disruptor.
Our phones are ringing nonstop.
Who's gonna mess with our family?
Do what I cannot do, Father. This team is yours.
Your job description at the school reads coach, not pastor.
I feel like I'm being forced to choose between providing for my family and doing what God called me to do.
That religious running thing you do, that ends now, you got it?
I never thought that those two things would combat with one another, but they are.
This is bigger than baseball.
Right?
It's bigger than you.
Greatness ain't defined by winning.
If I run the bases, are you going to show me my place?
Champions live here. You just keep winning.
Running the Bases, a special program, Meet the Director night. The phone number is 337-3455. Again, 337-8455. Let me say it again, 337-8455. A few tickets left. Meet the Director's Night, a $5 special. Thank you for Berean Foundation, KLFC Radio, and the Branson Meadows. Love to see you there. Dan, God bless you.
Thank you, bud.
Mr. Dollar, thanks for coming.
Enjoyed it.
See you. Herb, thanks for your help. Tomorrow, Football Friday, and a special guest at 8:15 from Savannah, Missouri, 4-0, Anthony Hayes will join us tomorrow, who was named a FCA Coach of the Year last year. Can't wait to do that. It's Good Morning Ozarks, where we're streaming all over the world on KLFCRadio.com.